Hello and welcome to Small Case Weekly. Just tune in every Sunday for a quick weekly wrap-up of all the major developments in the markets. The Indian stock markets ended last week in red as benchmark indices witnessed sellers outpace the buyers for the first four trading days of the week. Despite the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introducing additional relief measures to help the economy recover, markets did not seem all too convinced. Weak manufacturing sector data and dwindling Asian market sentiments weighed in on market sentiments at home. Moving on to the second story, we have some macroeconomic developments that unfolded this week. India's infrastructure output, which measures the performance of industries like steel, coal, natural gas, electricity, etc., jumped by 16.8% in May of 2021 when compared to the same period last year. India's fiscal deficit, which is the difference between government revenues and expenses, narrowed down and stood at about Rs. 1.23 lakh crores in May of 2021. India's trade deficit, which measures the difference between imports and exports, stood at about $9.4 billion in June of 2021. As per RBI data, the value of commercial bank deposits and commercial bank loans grew by 10.3% and 5.8% respectively in the fortnight ended June 18, 2021. Lastly, India's manufacturing PMI, which measures the health of the manufacturing sector, fell to 48.1 in June 2021. A reading of less than 50 indicates a contraction, and this is the first time the manufacturing sector has witnessed contraction since July of last year. This is due to a harsh resurgence of COVID-19 that impacted demand. So that's all for this week. Until next time, take care and happy investing.